Concho with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, when this Equifax thing happened last week, Anna immediately went on the computer to see if she put her Social Security number in, her date of birth, her full name.
What could go wrong having that data out there? You know, it already is out there, it turns out, apparently, according to what the data I got back.
So when you did that, within a day of this breach happening, they were like, well, we're going to set you up for free credit monitoring in the middle of the month. You like that? That's going to be great.
You may have been breached. They didn't even let you know for sure, definitively, that you were affected unless you weren't. It was a weird thing. If you weren't affected, they definitively told you that. Otherwise, you're in this the question mark area where you're not sure.
Well, mine said you most likely were affected, but I don't know what that means either.
Most likely. It keeps moving on the scale of likelihood.
Right.
It's kind of like the Bears injury report.
This is like, you know, when you don't want to tell somebody something directly, so you tell them something. Well,
I may have.
You might. Who knows?
Most likely.
It's going to be okay. Well, if you want to do something about this, thank God a Chicago law firm has come to your assistance. Kenneth Lum is with us. He's an attorney at Corboy and Demetrio, and you have filed now a class action against Equifax in this breach. And this, do you have to know that you're part? You have to opt into this class? How does this work?
No. And in fact, we've been hearing this from hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you can type in four zeros or six zeros in Mickey Mouse, and you'll get an answer. You may have been affected.
Wasn't hooked into anything at that point, right?
Exactly. So at this point, there's no indication that we can trust what Equifax is saying. There's no indication that they're even sure who is affected and who isn't affected. So we're recommending that consumers take action now to protect themselves. And that includes signing up for credit monitoring, probably not with Equifax and certainly not under the terms they were offering when they first put the website up, which included signing away your right to file a lawsuit, forcing arbitration.
I want to stop on that point because we talked about that right when it happened. And everybody's talking about this. And I've heard people say, well, you know, I guess I might as well because it would be free. Is that legal? To do that, to force, if you screw something up, can you, in order to rectify it, do you, it as a term of rectifying it or protecting you, that you're forced into arbitration as opposed to exercising your rights?
Well, that's a good question, and we believe it's not illegal. We believe that attempt under the guise of helping people fix the damage that they've caused, trying to get them to sign away their rights is a deceptive trade practice under both state and federal laws.
I agree with you, Your Honor.
I agree too.
I'm with him.
But I think the other damage here, I think, the way Equifax mishandled this situation, and there are a number of ways, is the fact that they knew about the breach end of July, waited 6 weeks to tell people when potentially your information is out there. I don't know if people's identities were stolen in that period of time, but certainly if there was a breach, they could have been, and there could be a problem in that window. Is that part of the lawsuit, or is there anything a lawyer can do because of the way they handled this whole situation?
Absolutely. And let me count the ways they've mishandled this. But the failure to notify consumers, we've also alleged, and we believe it, that's a specific violation of both state and federal law, to provide notice when your credit has been impermissibly released. Mm-hmm. So preventing people from protecting themselves. We've already gotten calls from, I can't even count the number of people who believe they've already been affected. They're getting calls from police, and people have already been arrested trying to open accounts in their name.
And that does happen, though. I mean, that's kind of standard sort of thing. But you'll never know where people were able to get the information. Right. Because it's scattershot.
Right. Well, that's one of the issues that the lawsuit and other lawsuits filed will start to hash out once we start getting discovery about what information was lost. Then you can start drawing some conclusions.
And I've noticed if you wanted to just do the right thing to try to protect yourself, setting a fraud alert, which you have to do every 90 days and keep renewing it, or else freezing your credit, which is another way you can go about doing this, it's not easy to navigate that system either. I've been on the phone trying to do that myself, a maze of prompts they lead you through, and then they want your credit card information before you even talk to a human to see if you're affected or whatever. And it just seems like, gosh, there are no easy answers to get through this.
It's enough to make you quit and go to bed. And when it comes to the credit freezes, that's the whole point, because the companies hate those. But here are the things you can do. You can sign up for credit monitoring. If at all you can afford it, it's worth it to get that protection.
How much does that run, just so we know? Because that's not available on the automated system.
Right, and a company like LifeLock, I believe.
Well, that's a little different than monitoring. LifeLock is a more proactive, aren't they, than monitoring?
Both. Yeah. Both. Mm-hmm. They will monitor as well, and then they will provide resources.
You can do LifeLock as low as $10 a month.
Right.
Thank you, Violetta. Are you in the...
I might be.
Yeah.
And I think the top level of their service is like $30 a month.
Okay.
But they're not the only one. Right. I'm not plugging one over another.
Yeah.
You can also, like you said, put fraud alerts on your account on each of the credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not permanent. And it is not as effective as credit freezes.
They say you just need to contact one of the three credit bureaus in order to put the fraud alert in.
Right. I know for sure that TransUnion will transmit that to the others, and I believe all three of them are supposed to do that. But
mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk to Equifax if I were TransUnion or Experian. I would just tell them
we're not part of them.
I am not speaking to you. Talk to the hand.
Right. How could you mishandle this badly? We should mention the Justice Department today opens an insider trading thing on those executives, the part of Equifax who, separate issue, but also troubling in terms of mishandling it, went and sold their stock in advance of this.
But they had the best excuse ever. It was almost a Bears-level excuse, which is, we get hacked all the time.
And we have a lot of stock. This is just a little bit of our stock.
What are you people so worried about? Don't worry about it. The likelihood that they'll pick yours is so low. It is rather mind-boggling. Why did your firm get involved in this?
We received so many calls of so many people who were concerned, and when we looked into it, we realized this was a really, really important issue.
All right.
So where do people have rights then on this whole thing? I mean, in terms of, would they get some kind of a monetary settlement at the end of the road here, or have some help with their credit monitoring? How does this work?
Well, exactly. And there'll be several. There's been a number of lawsuits filed. They will likely be consolidated someplace in the country. Certainly some portion of it will continue as a class action. So that will mean everyone affected even will be represented in some way, shape, or form. But there are also state-specific issues. There are cases that individual people may have where their damages may go well beyond the class as a whole, where they may need individual representation as well.
What kind of cases would that be? I don't understand that.
Think of all the things that could happen to you if your identity, if you're mistaken for somebody else.
Gosh.
You get arrested. Who knows?
Buy a house in someone's name. I mean, you can open credit
lines. Your 401k account is drained. Who knows?
Would that be... How would you be able to tie that back? Is there a way to tie that back to a specific breach? Would it be this breach or others? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, that you determine that in discovery. You take depositions, get documents, and try to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank God you're doing that. I don't know what to do.
doesn't sound like fun, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I think one of the other sad things, too, is that the hackers that found this vulnerability, apparently there was a patch for this, and that it was a fairly fixable, easily fixable thing early on that was overlooked by Equifax. So it seems as if they, again, it comes back to the way this company handled it.
Another mishandling. Exactly. And it's maddening. Part of the software they used to build their website, they're told in March by the developers of the software that there's a bug. Here's the fix, publicly available, and they're specifically told, and they do nothing.
And most of us even do that when we get one of those alerts from on our Apple iPhone or something. You know, upgrade your software. I do it quickly.
Exactly. But these people aren't dealing with their own iPhone. They're dealing with the most confidential information. The most important and private information of 143 million Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't ask them to collect it or to store it or to bring it all together and put it on a silver platter for identity thieves.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's true.
You don't seem worried about this, Ro. You have your identity all locked up.
No, what's going on? I have no idea. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm actually going to the site to figure this out. I'll tell people on the other side how breached I am. All right, Kenneth Lum, thank you very much. Appreciate it. From Corboy and Demetrio.
And if people want to get
a hold of Corboy and Demetrio about this, they can go to corboyanddemetrio.com. That's probably the best way to do that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Corboy. Just start with that. You'll find it. That's what the Google's for.
Yes.
Violetta Pademetics for the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.